Christ was upon the deep. And the Spirit brought forth the light to a world so cold. And when God created man, he started with a chunk of clay. He breathed on man and he became a living soul. And the Spirit moved, and the Spirit moved. When he made the land, when he made the man, it happened when the Spirit moved. Ezekiel prophesied to the dry, dead, dusty bone. The Lord said, Son of man, can the bones arise? Ezekiel said, Oh Lord, only you can raise the dead. Then he prophesied to the wind and they revived. The Spirit moved, and the Spirit moved. God all shook up when the bone stood up, and it happened when the Spirit moved. When Jesus died for sin, he came back from the grave. Well, he told his chosen ones to wait for power. And they heard the sound of wind when Pentecost had come. And the Comforter came down that glorious hour. And the Spirit moved, and the church did too. Well, it shook the ground when the power came down, and it happened when the Spirit moved. Spirit moved, yeah, the Spirit moved. Well, it shook the ground when the power came down, and it happened when the Spirit moved. Yeah, the Spirit moved. The Spirit moved. The Spirit moved.
Thank you so much.
Barry Evernath is singing an old Mountain Heart song right
there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's a pretty cool tune. We recorded that with the full band kind of as a bluegrass song, and I don't know how it turned out sounding like that, but that's the way they sing in Bassett, Virginia, ain't it?
That's right.
Let's let Aaron, I hear him tuning up back here. I'm going to move the stool over for him.
You can talk to him. I'm going to do a song right here, folks. I promise it's the last strip down we're going to do for a few minutes, but it's one off of my new my latest solo record. If you like it, come over here and pick it up. But it's a song that I actually wrote with a friend of mine down in Nashville, and we had the number one song on the Billboard charts in Americana and bluegrass music for a few months with it. We joke about it. We're real proud of it, but I made about $150 off of a number one song. But that's kind of how the music business goes. Anyway, we recut this just recently, and Aaron played upright bass on it, of all things. But we cut it just like this, live and raw, down in Nashville at about midnight, and it's a song that we're real proud of, like I said. It's called One More for the Road, if you like it.